And now I would like to introduce a young lady who works for one of New York's leading nightclubs. She's the club's official bouncer, believe it or not. And here she is, Miss Lois DeFee of Taylor, Texas.
Good evening, Mr. Ripley, Mr. Nelson.
I understand you're a nightclub bouncer, Miss DeFee?
That's right.
How'd you start in this bouncing business?
Well, I began in Texas as a bouncing baby.
Boy, and I bet you were, too. How do you like your work?
Work? To me, it's play.
Well, how many people do you bounce out every night?
Oh, about 1 or 2 on weeknights and 4 or 5 on Saturday night.
You like the job?
I just can't wait for Saturday night.
Well, I must say you've got the build for it. How tall are you?
6'2".
And what do you weigh?
I tip the beam at 185.
Well, that's not tipping it. That's knocking it right over.
Hey, who gives you the most trouble, Mr. C?
The little guys.
Oh, the little guys.
Yeah, I can spot the big ones, but the little ones are hard to find. They duck under my arms.
When is your busiest season?
Right now, the football season. At this time of year, all these college boys think they're tough.
And which college do you find the hardest to handle?
I'd call it a tie between Harvard and Yale.
What about Princeton?
Oh, the dean doesn't allow them to drink anymore.
Well, what about Rutgers?
What are Rutgers?
Oh, I just went to school at them.
Tell me, what are the chances for advancement in your profession?
Well, I hope to work in the Rainbow Room.
You mean the Rainbow Room on top of Radio City?
Yes, so I can bounce them 65 stories.
Well, suppose you give us a little demonstration.
Certainly, I'll bounce Elsie off the stage.
Wait.
Put your bounce right on the stage. Come on back here, Elsie.
Well, I'm so New York City here, Bob.